Bradford Lee Folk and the Bluegrass Playboys, a newer entry into bluegrass music. All I can do is describe it as a new old sound. And give me just 1 second. I believe I've got Brad on the phone. Hold on. Brad Lee Folk, how are you?
Hey, Steve. It's good to see you, man. How's it going?
It's going great. We just so the folks know, normally what I do is a lead up to putting someone on the air. I kind of chat with them for a while, and I got this new. I'll tell you what, it was on Facebook, man. Just it gives you an idea how music travels around, and I'm talking about the new Bradford Lee Folk and the Bluegrass Playboys, which I played a couple cuts of over the last couple weeks. Somebody on Facebook, you know, they know you have a radio show, and they say, hey, you got to hear these guys, and they sent me a snip. I said, and that's such a great sound. We were talking about the original sound that you have, and sure enough, I got the CD from your people, and I'm happy to have you on the show. I really like what you're doing.
Man, thank you so much. I really appreciate that compliment, and yeah, we're real proud of it, man. We're really glad about how it came out.
What do you, first of all, congratulations. You just got married within the last week and a half or so, right?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good news. So you're starting on an uptrend here. You're getting married. You've been married, stayed married for a week and a half, so this is all positive for you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on a canoe down here in Georgia right now.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. I wish I was there with you.
That's what married life is like. That's
yeah. Well. Well, all right. Don't get too used to that going fishing when you want to stuff, buddy. I'm just—it's great. It's a great life, but just you get reined in a little bit. I'm happy to talk to you. I love this new sound. And off the air, we were talking. I don't like to categorize things, but I'm thinking, well, someone said, "What's Bradford Lee Folk and the Bluegrass Playboys? What's that album sound?" It's like a new old sound to me. And you know what I'm saying when I say that? It's all new music, all new approach to stuff, but then you still have that older, there's not a lot of electric stuff going on. It's not a new grass type of thing. You have a new old sound. That's the only way I can describe. Does that make any sense to you?
It does, and I really appreciate that. You know, it's been a real, I mean, I could talk about it for a long time.
Yeah, you got time.
It's definitely, you know, kind of where to start. You know, it's kind of like, we spend so much time in this music and just really diving into the great, great, rich history of this music and related musics, you know, it's life consuming to do that. I mean, it's a wonderful experience to be able to get to know the history and the music that's related to what we do. And then at some point, you know, it's like I felt like, you know, it's been a while since Open Road. And that's been, you know, almost, I guess, 7, 8, 9 years now since the last Open Road Lucky Drive that was on Roundup. And this time we just said, man, there's really no rules, you know, no Scruggs licks, no Monroe licks, you know, no rules, you know. And I really spent a lot of time crafting the songs just really put this one out to kind of start to search for kind of what sound was coming from myself and kind of, you know, and now that I've done the studying, not that you're ever done with that. It's just that, you know, I feel like as an artist too, as a songwriter, you know, I just really wanted to start exploring kind of where my center, my sound, my song, you know, that kind of thing. And the group, you know, came together. I mean, it's a great story how it kind of, but we're really working on a sound and we're really chipping away at something, and I'm really proud and excited for it. I hope people receive it well.
It's a great, and I want to talk about the group on this album too, but let me just tell you this, you've arrived at the start of finding your sound. If I don't want to say you're there already, because you got, you know, everybody wants to keep developing, but this sound is really unique, and it's captivating. I mean, I love the vocals on it. I love the fact that these songs are come from within the band and the arrangements. You know, it's got the instruments there, but like you say, there aren't necessarily, you don't have to have rules to it. It's just a neat, it's a great sound. I love it.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. You know, and I really, you know, I hope that, again, you know, I know that, and I think, you know, there's definitely room. I mean, I think, you know, all of our heroes, my heroes, personal heroes, in bluegrass music, you know, the Don Renos and Red Smileys of the world, and all the guys that had their own sound. You know, you turn on the radio and you know right away.
That's right.
And that was, and I think that's hopefully true for everybody that's involved in art and music. You know, at some point you have to focus on what you have to say and how you want to say it. And you know, and so I just appreciate that it speaks to you. I think that the people that hear it, that really people really like it. You know, they really do. And I haven't heard you know, a ton of response yet. Of course, it's brand new. It's only a couple weeks old. But yeah. So this is my first interview. Yeah. For my buddy Robert, my banjo player, is going to run me into a tree or in the river here. But,
well, all I can say, Brad, is duck.
Robert Trapp's back there. He's trying to work this little hula popper and catch some of these smallmouth, and now he's going to run us into a tree here.
Well, all right, then. It's been great talking. If you disappear and I hear a splash, I'll just say, thanks, Brad, and everybody can go find this album somewhere.
I was going to leave the phone, I'm sure. You know, I wasn't going to bring it, but then I thought, well, I got to bring it. You know, so I hope you don't mind doing an aqua interview.
Here. I don't mind it. Listen, I've had people in rainstorms, and to me, it's just that makes it that much more real, you know?
That's right.
Let me know if you're talking about, you
spend time with the songs and you really look in. We try to craft some songs.
Okay.
And a guy that I have that's on the record, his name's Nick Woods, is a friend of mine from Virginia, and he's a songwriter. And the two of us got together and it just really kind of started working in a complementary kind of a way. And he's really been inspiring to me too, to kind of really spend more time with lyrically and melodically, and kind of open up some different venues of chord progressions and so forth. But you know, you can't lose yourself, and so even if there's no rules or whatever else, you end up with something that tells you where you're at. And for me, it is a traditional bluegrass record, and for my ears, it's traditional in the sense that it's its own thing, and that it's rooted. You know,
right?
You can tell the difference when a group of players has been well versed in music and not, and then you know, I feel like it is traditional. For me, it's a traditional in the spirit of, you know, being true to who you are and being and so forth, and clearly unique.
It is. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you just are. Everybody's different.
Oh, yeah. And you have to be. And you're really, and like you say, the chord, you don't follow the pattern of if someone's getting into bluegrass and they hear those great, great songs. But like your melodies go a little different. You have different chord progressions.
Yeah.
You throw in some neat, enticing things to draw the people in and say, this is bluegrass, but it's a little different, but it's still accessible to people who want to, you know, recognize it right away as a bluegrass sound. It is, but it's different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, guys like Del McCurry and Steve Clayton Rangers, like you say, I mean, those guys, but they, you know, they sneak them in on you. I mean, Del McCurry, you know, has been playing Robert Cray songs, and you know, so people do that, you know, and it's cool. I mean, we all love Del McCurry, and we love when he sings off the Dixie Pals.
Sure.
And he sings the old stuff, and then he slips in the Tom Petty song, and nobody really seems to realize it somehow or whatever else. But,
hey,
yeah,
listen,
it's cool.
Who,
I like it. You know?
Hey, Brad, who knew that Vincent Black Lightning was a Richard Thompson song, folk tune from England years ago? You know, everybody thinks that's a Del tune. That's Richard Thompson, you know?
Right. That's right. Barely, not bluegrass at all. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know, I hope people like it, and I hope people know that we're packed to travel and we're ready to go. We got a beautiful van, and we got some good shows coming up. We're playing the Romp Festival right there in Owensboro.
Oh, good. Right down the road from now.
We're doing a Sugar Maple Festival up in Madison, Wisconsin. It's going to be fun. We're getting ready to go to the AMAs in September. We just got invited to the AMAs.
Great.
Showcase there. And so we should be able to get out and see people. And you know, of course, the website and everything, Facebook, of course, that kind of stuff. But, but hopefully we'll get around to see Steve and be able to show off this great music. We've got popping band. I mean, really, really cracking band. And you know, we feel in Nashville, you know, you know, a lot of these young guys that are just hungry, and they love the pick, and they're really good, you know?
Yeah. Oh, listen, it comes through. And talk about Open Road. I mean, a lot of people remember that band, and just so we know a little more about Brad Folk, Open Road, and your involvement in bluegrass, and how long you've been doing this, and then we'll get back to this new thing, and then I'll let you catch some fish.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, Open Road. You know, that band started just about at the turn of the century.
you can say that now.
1998, I guess, somewhere around there we started, and it was, you know, right before the big Where I Thought Brother thing too, and that was a cool little ride there for a second too. But Rounder, you know, we did a showcase out at the IPMA at the California Suite, and Ken Irwin had been following us around to every one of our showcases, and we ended up landing a Rounder record deal, and I think that's when people started to be able to hear and access that music And it was really traditionally spirited music. I mean, like I said, you know, when I listen at home, you know, I'm listening to, you know, Charlie Moore, Bill Napier on guitar, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Like, I really dig the old stuff. And
yeah, that's twice. Now, let me just tell you this. That's twice today that someone on the phone has told me Bill Napier. James Alan Shelton was on in the first hour of the show. And we were talking about cross-picking. We were talking about cross-picking and George Shuffler, and he says, you know, it was really Bill Napier. So now you've told me Bill Napier. That's unusual. I hear that name twice in one show. So that's great. So you're really in that type of sound, although you make it your own. With, yeah.
I mean, 110%. I'm a huge James Alan Shelton fan. You know, I mean, it's just like I love the sound. I love the Stanley sound. And, you know, I was on those guys right away. I mean, I just love that. I just love that stuff. And you know, I've listened to Flatt & Scruggs all day long. You know, I just love that. I eat that up. And you know, so that was Open Road was kind of an extension of that love and kind of paying respect. And we've recorded songs, various songs from, you know, lesser known bluegrass, Mac Martin for one. Vern Williams was another one of our big heroes personally, and through his music. So we really did a great job at really, you know, becoming intimate with that music. So that was a great ride, man. We had a great time. We saw a lot of people and saw a lot of places. And then opened the bar after that. You know, there's some personal circumstances that I kind of felt like I needed to be at home more.
Sure.
And there's this little dive bar up the street. And cut me off if I start talking too much.
No, man, you're good. I just say duck. Every once in a while, I'm just going to say duck. Remember to look around for the trees, because I'm not seeing what you're doing. You're fine. Go ahead.
At least we're going forward right now. We've been going backwards half the time. Yeah, I don't know. So the bar, you know, and that was another attempt, you know, to build community and to celebrate. You know, we had the best jukebox in the world, and we had a band house behind the house we owned. It's a 2-double-wide trailer. We had guys like Danny Paisley and James King. Hank Thompson played that
place. No kidding.
I mean, I'm talking to the Brazos Valley Boys, you know, like the real deal. And Hank's one of my all-time favorite singers. So did that for 5 years, and I got an offer. I said, man, I'm going to kill myself sitting here. This is not where I can't sit here for 10 years. I need to get going somewhere. And so then my fiance and I at that time, Lindsay, she said, we got to go to Nashville. She said, if we don't go to Nashville, where else are we going to go? You know, you move to Asheville, North Carolina, you move to Johnson City, you move to Chattanooga, to Knoxville, wherever you're going to go, but you're going to want to be to Nashville eventually. So she said that, and I said, well, that's a great idea. So we packed up and moved everything to Nashville. It's been 4 years, and people still remember Open Road.
Yeah.
Vaguely, you know, there's so much that's happened in this music and so much that is happening in this music that's so intriguing and so awesome, and so, yeah, I'm kind of trying to reintroduce myself and, when I started, and just to keep the name up front, and just so I could, didn't lose it. You know, I didn't want to lose that. But the guys that I play with are very engaged, and they're a big part of bringing this music out. And live, you know, that studio record that you have, I'm really super proud of it, you know. And I'm also proud of the fact that live, you know, we perform live, and it brings another energy level all again, on top of that. It's a really good live set that we have worked up, and we're just hoping to get some bookings and get out there and see some people. You know?
Well, you get the exposure for me, because I do like. It's like eight songs on this? I lost track.
Yeah, eight songs. Yeah, they just seem to work together, Steve. Yeah. I was going to put more on there. I was going to do an instrumental song maybe, or do some harmonies on there. But man, it just came together, and those eight were the ones, and they went to be together on one record, and I think that's. You know, that'll show you. And they're long songs, you know, so it's not a, you know, that I also had in the back of my mind, I was like, I'd like to be able to fit this on a record on, you know, 33, you know, like to be able to, to fit it all on there. It's got to be, but anyway, it's a good set of music there that you have, and I'm so glad that you like it.
Oh, man, I love it. It's infectious. It's just, you want to hear more of it. It's like, I played Foolish Game of Love. I'm not looking at the title right now, but right before you, the set before I got a hold of you, and I play the CD in my car, and everything is just like, man, this is really, and you kind of struggle. You know, you're describing it for me, and I appreciate that, but it's like, this is really great. It's bluegrass, but then it has all these new elements to it that all those building blocks you talked about having that were, and then were part of Open Road and other things you've absorbed. I don't know what the other band members, what their background is. We haven't got into that, but this is a really unique, but it's bluegrass, but it's really your sound.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you get it. I mean, you get it. That's it. You nailed it. I mean, that's what it is. And I, you know, everybody's been saying, I'm really interested to see how the bluegrass world is going to accept this, how they're going to relate to this record, you know, because it's exactly what you said. And so I'm kind of still waiting to hear. I haven't really heard much from the world of bluegrass. Matter of fact, most of the attention I've been getting is from the Americana and the folk music DJ.
Exactly. Well, and I think you will continue to get a lot of that, but hopefully after today, you know, I'm not saying I can turn the world around, but it's bluegrass to me. Now, you're talking to someone that plays Alison Brown and Bela Fleck and Stanley Brothers. I mix it all up because I like all of it, but I think it's definitely got a bluegrass crowd, you know.
Oh, I appreciate all of it, too, and I'm learning a lot about it, Steve. I mean, I haven't listened to a lot of that. I mean, it was just when I ended up getting this iPhone, I got a chance to listen to the Punch Brothers. I mean, I'm late to the party here.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
There's been so much great stuff happening, and I've just been in my own little world, and I haven't really known a lot about it, so I'm really learning a lot.
Brad, it's kind of good for you that you've had all these things and just sat and, like you say, in your own little world, because now you've come out with this sound that's yours. It's kind of influenced from things that you've listened to and felt in your heart. But as you say, now you're listening to the Punch Brothers for the first time. But it's kind of good that you had that time, you know, to kind of percolate your own sound.
Yeah, and it's a conscious thing. I really appreciate that you recognize that, because we're really, you know, and I'm writing songs all the time that. Some of them, you know, it's like I don't know if they fit until we play them in the band. I don't know if they're any good until I play them in front of somebody. It's not like sometimes, for me anyway, in bluegrass music particularly, like I know that, you know, I've endured, for instance, and when Del McCurry sings that or something, you know, I know that's going to be a good one. Like, mm-hmm. There's no question. But some of these songs, you don't really, they're just kind of out there, and they're lingering out there, and I don't know, you know, how they're going to be particularly received in the genre or even if we're playing them, you know. And so you're really trying to find the boundaries of what works and what doesn't. It's a really fine line. I mean, you can easily go over the line where it's like, wait, that's not right.
Yeah.
But then you get, you know, or somehow that's too careful. Or somehow that's, you know, I mean, you're really trying to, like, really identify and create this thing, and it's really fun.
Well, Brad, that's
process, especially when you got such talented guys, you know.
And Brad, that's all that experience that you've had. You kind of know where the boundary is for your sound. You don't push it. You don't try to be a jam band necessarily on this record. You don't try to be this. You try to be your sound. So all the experience you bring to this makes that sound come through without being trampled on by other things that you think you ought to do.
Right. Yeah. It's really been fun. It's a lot of fun to explore yourself and explore what's inside, and you know, kind of. Get in touch with that. I mean, you know, the questions like, why do I do that? You know, why is it important? What am I doing here? What am I trying to do here? Why do I play music? You know, those kind of questions that really challenge yourself to look inward and say, you know, find those things and identify what they are and then try to express them through music. And it's just a really cool, it's a really cool journey, man.
I like it. I think people are going to like it. And they can follow you. Your website is
BradfordLeeFolk.com.
Mm-hmm. It'll have
BradfordLeeFolk.com, and we have Facebook, and we're not the best at social media yet, but we're still building our team, you know, here at the home base. So we, you know, as busy as everybody's been, and everybody always is, it's you know, we're trying our best to just keep up with the stuff we got and get the CDs sent out to people that order them and do all that, and the Facebook page is in the calendar and the website, all that's updated regularly and can be trusted, you know.
And you're taking bookings all the time, and you're reaching out to try to get out perform live, because that's really what you want to do. So
yeah, we're trying. You know, we've been just booking these 3 or 4 day little, you know, runs out of Nashville and coming back low risk. You know, I work on a farm too, and so it's been busy. We've been playing a lot out in the fields, and so it's like, you know, it's good. I can't wait to get out and play some of these great festivals that I've known for so many years, and I hope they get. I hope, you know, the Boston guys can get to listen to it. And, you know, I mean, I just hope everybody can listen to it so that we can get out and play for.
Brad, I love original sounds, and this is one, and it's a good one. And I think you're going to get a lot of attention, hopefully.
Oh man, that'd be really good.
I can't wait for you to get close enough to me where I can run and see. I'm Northern Kentucky, sort of south of Cincinnati, but I travel, you know, all around this area. So at some point, you're going to come through, and I'll catch up to the band at some point. And
we're friends now, so now we're going to be willing to make a date of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the cool thing is, when you go on the website, you'll see Brad with a big flower behind his ear.
Yeah, that's right. We took a photo shoot. Scott Simontaki, a great photographer in Nashville, a great bluegrass lover and player too. But yeah, I took that. He said, but they're displaying in the backyard is where we took those shots.
That's what I thought.
Why don't you try with the flower barn here? And my wife, Lindsay, she said, oh, I like that. You know, she's an artist too, a visual artist. So
it's good.
Said,
I like it.
We should keep that in there and try this. You know, yeah, I'm having fun with it. You know,
you gotta have fun.
I was kind of anxious. What, you know, I've had my Mexican buddy that I work with. He's talking, man, what did you do that for? You look like you're gay, man. I said, no, that was good. At least you're thinking about it. You know,
that's cool. That's right. You got the image there, and it just looks to me like you're just like, you know, you're just sort of like going with it. You're there for the moment, and you're exploring stuff and different music and just living it. I like it. I think it's also the album cover too. So I wanted to bring that up in case people are looking for it. As soon as you see Brad with a big flower, yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, that's
right. All right, hey Brad, listen, catch some fish, and when you get around, or let me know if you're coming around this way. Maybe we'll try to sneak you into some booking up around. We do that every once in a while, so. So maybe maybe we can get you into some project up here.
Man.
Yeah.
If you
can
get Cincinnati.
Oh yeah, I buzz down Nashville's, if the cops aren't out, 4 hours. So you know you can do that.
That's right.
Hey, listen, have a good time. I appreciate you being available. Congratulations on your wedding. Catch a lot of fish. This new album with the Bluegrass Playboys. It's good stuff, man. I think you're going to be real happy with the reaction that you get when you get more out there.
Thank you so much.
All right, don't fall in the water.
I won't.
All right, Brad, I'll talk to you, bud.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye-bye. See, we've had them in the rain. We've had them in the streets of New York. And there we had one fishing. You got to share a little bit of the fishing magician with Bradford Lee Folk of the Bluegrass Playboys. A neat sound. Not funny, though. Bill Napier's name came up twice in two separate conversations today, and I did not expect it. In the second one, I could have guessed it the first one, but there you got Brad Folk, a very new old sound with the Bluegrass Playboys. And what name was the second or third one out of his mouth about styles and stuff? Bill Napier, get right into that cross-picking sound. Total accident on my part. I don't plan anything out. If you listen to Unreal Bluegrass long enough, you realize that that is absolutely true. Thanks, Bradford Lee Folk and the Bluegrass Playboys. Brad Folk just got married, and what's he doing? Fishing. He's on a boat somewhere fishing and talking to me. Just got married, and he's fishing on a boat, and he thought, sounds like a pretty good deal.